8 State Department of Agriculture leaders and representatives from more than 24 agriculture and biofuels organizations and companies have just returned from a week-long USDA trade mission to China with the goal of opening new export marketing opportunities. Much of the focus of the trip was on ethanol and its livestock feed co-product, distillers grains. And National Farmers Union President Roger Johnson says he senses great potential for U.S. ethanol producers.
In terms of the likelihood of exporting ethanol to China, I came away from the trip with the sense that there's a fairly sizable potential export market. It's going to take a little bit of work to break into that market in China. China is currently producing ethanol, predominantly grain-based, both corn and wheat as a feedstock, but also moving into other starchy root vegetables and then eventually cellulosic. While they're doing that, they recognize that the size of their market is significantly beyond what they're likely able to produce domestically.
When it comes to distillers grains, or DDGs, however, Johnson says the use of genetically modified corn makes that market potential more challenging.
It's been difficult. It's been sporadic. It's sort of on and off. It depends on whether they decide to look for GM traits that they've not yet approved or whether they choose not to look for them. And that creates all kinds of marketing problems for our DDG exporters. Now, the ultimate solution to that is that China has got to have and got to develop a regulatory regime that is able to deal with these biotech events in roughly the same time frame as most of the rest of the world. And right now, I think they're considerably behind the rest of the world.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.